Family band Oriel, August and Hallelujah are better known as Storm and Stone. They have a new single out. It's called Run. Let's have a listen.
I knew then I would lose my mind if that young girl let him cross that line. So I'll run rather than the memory. I'll run to someone they can get me. You won't be the last one standing. I'm the one he's gonna want. And you run.
And Oriel joins us to have a chat about the new single right now. How are you doing this morning, Oriel?
Oh, really well, thank you. How about yourself?
Not too bad. What's the single Run all about?
It was a really fun one to write, I think, because it's sort of in that vein of murder ballads that are so enjoyable
right.
in country music. Yeah. It was sort of, I guess, loosely based on, you know, the kernel of like a true experience, but in like it wasn't totally a true experience. Neither of us really experienced this when we were writing it. Yeah, it's sort of those emotions and feelings you have and those sort of dark kind of fantasies you entertain when you go through the rougher side of a breakup and you're sort of you pulled the short straw in that scenario. So it was a lot of fun to write. We got out a lot of aggression that we don't actually really have.
So we're just threatening to murder somebody. We haven't actually gone to the trouble of doing it, have we?
No, we haven't. And for anyone listening, we have not murdered anyone.
So the band is made up of yourself, August and Hallelujah. When family members get together, murder can be threatened from time to time in negotiations.
Oh my gosh, frequently. Everyone always asks in interviews and, you know, like Christmas, they'll always ask if we get along and go, oh, wow, you know, it's so good that you're a family and you can sort of work together and it's great because it's close and honest, but then also, you know, the honesty can be scolding.
Yes.
And, of course, it's a dynamic that's very normal, I think, for almost in everyone's family. It's never, like, totally smooth sailing, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, Billy Corbin of Smashing Pumpkins once said, a band is made up of four people who ordinarily wouldn't have anything to do with each other, yet all of a sudden they're married for a period of time. You're a family and you're working together as a band. How do you make it work?
It's a lifetime marriage. Apparently there's no divorce available for us. But, look, I think overall we get on pretty well, like, given the circumstances. But, of course, we have our, you know, bust-ups like anybody else in a marriage or a family. And I think it's that thing where you sort of, you are very honest.
Yep.
About how you feel in all the situations, and I think getting all that stuff out, like even if it's stuff that's not nice, and I'm saying like not nice as if it's mainly that, it's mainly pretty good, but
yeah.
You know, being really honest if you're not having a good time or you're not really liking the direction or whatever, and then being told you're doing it anyway. So,
but it must be nice to be able to create something new and actually to be able to perform with people, with your loved ones.
Absolutely. I think, you know, gosh, certainly for me, and I was sort of reflecting on this, I guess, like recently when we haven't really been doing a lot of sort of gigging, is I personally used to, and still do to a certain degree, have really, really, really extreme stage fright to the point where it was like incapacitating. And it was such a... a source of anxiety when you're going into performances and when you're performing regularly.
Good choice of vocation just on that one, yeah.
Correct. Maybe it's the fear. The fear that keeps you going. It'll be better this time. But I was reflecting on how much nicer, well, not nicer, but, you know, it is really nice having people who've got your back on
yes.
the stage with you.
Speaking of backs,
if
you're that nervous about it, you could do the Van Morrison thing and face the wrong way and everybody can be staring at your back while you're singing.
Honestly, it's a tantalising prospect. In some moments, I just go, I don't want to go.
But then you don't get to see the delight on the faces of the people who are enjoying your music either.
Exactly, or the stage fright moment.
Well, yeah.
Either or.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you take the good with the bad. So you guys are performing to support the single? You're getting out and about?
Yeah, so we're wanting to get out and about sort of more, and unfortunately we did have sort of more stuff booked in, and then the big C came and went and came again and went. So we're sort of just building up again at the moment. So we'll be announcing any gigs sort of on our website, so www.stormandstoneofficial.com, or on our Instagram, so Storm and Stone Official, or our Facebook, Storm and Stone. So we're pretty quick on sort of updating anything on those channels. But, sort of looking forward to what this next phase sort of holds for all of us, really.
Well, we hope you get an opportunity to come up to the Hunter Valley so we can watch you singing and face away from the crowd.
Eating a block of cheese and shivering, shaking.
Yep, really looking forward to that. Aurel, thank you very much for joining us to chat about Storm and Stone's new single. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, and you have a lovely day.